o'clock and then some. TNT.
All right. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Where's the enthusiasm?
I couldn't hear anything, man. So we're starting.
Nice.
Nice.
What happened to you?
Huh?
Past couple of weeks, everyone was like,
I know, it's the exact opposite. I just wanted to do it that way.
Dude, everybody's optimistic, like, he's half awake. Not even, like, sleepy or anything. He's half awake. Half awake.
See, now I'm scared because you just finished the bottle.
Who? Wow.
You too.
Bottle of Lakini's juice.
Yeah, you too.
We're not yet finished.
Oh, do you know who the Tandoi Select girl?
Oh! Who? Yeah, but after girl.
No.
Oh,
no.
Which one?
Julia is the Tandoi 5 years.
Okay.
Who's Select that? One is Barbie.
Imperial?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Jesus. The girl that got bleached to look whiter?
But the Tandoi Barreto girl picture was...
Julia.
The Barbie girl.
Damn!
She was... She...
She's not bleached herself.
She looks like she...
She does not look like she bleached.
She's naturally... Fair?
She's that.
What do you call that? Fair complexion?
Yeah.
Really?
She's an imperial, for Christ's sake.
She's imperial.
What the fuck is an imperial, man? It's a fucking appliance store in the city. So tell me more.
Imperial, meaning.
Imperial.
Yeah, that's sure.
It's imperial.
Imperial.
I'm sorry if I have an accent.
Imperial implies something else.
Imperial, okay.
Imperial is a family name.
You're fine. All right, so let me look it up. Right?
She has a... I don't know if they're related, but there's another Imperial that's also...
What is she? She's in show business.
Yeah.
Is she good at what she does?
I think so. I finished her movie.
Who the fuck cares? All she has to do is just post in a picture and everything's going to be fine.
She wasn't even in a bikini. Sent you guys.
Dude, she looked... Fake. When I checked... Like, you guys mentioned something about that, and I Googled her... She looked like she got injected with this whitening shit. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine. I'll take your word for it.
I don't think so.
I don't know her.
Heck, dude, people accuse me of putting stuff on my face that I don't.
I know, right?
Even my doctor is asking me what I do for skincare. Like, I don't do anything for skincare.
Clean bill of, what do you call it?
Apparently not
bill
that
of health?
Apparently not that clean of a bill because they just opened up my heart.
No. I mean after that.
After that, yeah.
You've been doing pretty good.
Talking
right?
about this.
That
who's that?
Barbie Imperial.
That's Barbie.
The one I sent you, she was in shorts and a shirt.
I don't want to say it, but she looks like somebody who got married to my relatives, so probably one of the reasons why unconsciously I'm not into her.
Okay.
She looks like...
Because when you told me that, I kind of looked at her picture.
And she does.
There's a little of a
semblance. Especially when you see that girl I'm talking about dancing in a freaking something.
I didn't see her dance.
Yeah.
It was only pictures.
Or you prefer this.
What was that?
The other Tandoi girl.
Okay, yeah.
After that picture came out, you know what I did?
What?
I watched the thing again.
Japan.
The Japan thing.
What Japan thing?
That's
her movie.
That's by far, she dies 10 times. That's her best movie as far as I'm concerned. What was the movie called?
I can't even remember.
Shut up, Alexa.
We're not talking to you.
Okay.
It's your phone.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
Shut up.
What was that again?
I can't remember. What's IMDb?
It was a movie she starred in
with
shot in Japan, and it was the best movie about life and her starring.
No, she was a.
She was just perfect.
She was a child star who got burned out and started acting out. So she just. Ran away.
She just left the country.
She left the country. Yep.
Yeah.
The only thing about her that I remember is that commercial where she was this. There was this commercial.
No, you gotta watch the movie we're talking about.
I know, I will. Dude. But the only thing I remember about her is her being in a commercial and was doing this to a bottle.
I don't remember.
Dude, you gotta watch the movie.
And she said, "Listen to that."
Between maybes.
Between Maybes. Yeah, check it out. I think it's still on those streaming platforms.
Yeah, it's still on Netflix. I just watched
watch it.
I just watched it again.
Watch it. It'll change the way you look at.
I think it's the reason why Gerard.
Mm-hmm. Gerard Jolie.
Gerard Anderson.
They started going out after that or before that?
I think they started going out during.
During, yeah. Anyways, it's a good movie.
And when she's a Barretta, she's probably going to go out with that guy during the shooting.
She did really good in the movie. I'd say
it was one of, as Filipino movies go, it was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
And since
was all natural there, it was so real.
Define all natural.
No, it her acting way. Yeah.
She would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
If she was doing the same thing in real life.
It didn't look like she was acting. Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
She would have done the same. So that's why we're telling you, you got to watch the movie. Because, yeah, I mean, it was a long shot with situations like you were in show business.
I just don't know why.
Your life turns out the way her life turned out the way it did in the movie. Mm-hmm. But if it did, it was all natural, man. I mean,
I just don't get it why. I don't know if you noticed this about most Filipino movies, rom-coms or love stories. They usually have one song as for the entire soundtrack of the movie. They put out like several different.
Because they don't want to invest in additional royalties for other songs.
It's like they don't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't want to probably pay, but they make about six or seven different versions of that song. Mm-hmm. In the case of Between Maybes, they did Your Universe by Rico Blanco. Mm-hmm. But it was that girl from Moonstar 88 who sang it, Axel.
What's the song?
Your Universe.
Okay.
You know.
Not familiar with it.
Universe or Rico Blanco.
Yeah. But it was that girl from Moonstar 88 who sang it. And then it was like, even the instrumental parts of the movie, it was still Your Universe without the vocals.
Well, why would you want to invest in something that people can't remember, so?
Yeah, but one song? I mean, come on.
It's common.
Or taking the case of the one with one of our favorite girls, Bella Padilla. Vodka Beers and Regrets.
I haven't even finished that movie, man.
Yeah, it wasn't one of her best works, but, you know, it was still her, so it's all right.
The last one I saw that I finished was Sangdaang Tula. What was that? Stella?
No, Sangdaang Tula.
Sangdaang Tula, that's it?
I think that was it. It's on Netflix.
Somewhere. Yeah.
It's still on Netflix. That was most of her stuff are on Netflix. I think some of those already she directed, mm-hmm. by the way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know she wrote part of the script for. She was a co-writer for Vodka Beers and Regrets. Talented girl, that Bella one. You know, like in the case of taking the case of Vodka Beers and Regrets, they did one song for the whole movie.
Yeah.
Mundo by Four of Spades.
That song.
But it was a girl from Cebu that did the singing.
Probably because they don't want to pay extra for having the original song in it.
No, but I like a lot of people like the version better of what was the girl's name? Raphael Shannon.
Oh God! Okay.
Not only because she looks like that, but trust me, it was a good version.
Nowadays, because you have artists like Juan Carlos, and apparently he's popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a video. I was like, what the hell, dude?
As long as it's not Andre Agassi or Carlos Agassi doing
Andre Agassi White.
Andre Agassi singing or Carlos Agassi playing tennis. Yes.
Either way.
That's a problem.
Either way.
We have a problem.
Either way. Jesus Christ. I would consider that as a violation of my human rights just listening to that song.
What the hell happened to Carlos Agassi, man?
What the heck is this?
Why does he do
what's
that?
What's up with him?
I don't know.
Why does he do that now?
I don't know.
He seems like a poster child for don't do drugs.
He embarrasses himself and then thinks he can cash in on something like, so embarrassing.
He's like the poster child for don't do synthetics.
Yeah. Who's the girl?
His wife.
Who's the wife?
The girl in the
Carlos
Agassi video? His wife.
I don't even know
It's his wife, yeah. So I heard. Suhaib. Unless Carlos Agassi calls me tomorrow morning and tells me, dude, it's not my wife. And then I'm going to go, dude, I just woke up and fuck you too. That's what I'm going to do. What's looking forward there? To it, actually, but yeah.
I mean, playing that song in a prison cell is going to be a violation of somebody's human rights.
I know.
That's torture.
I know.
What's a legal term when you punish somebody that's not...
Inhumane.
No, not only that. It's...
psychological something.
When you're not supposed to somebody in a certain manner.
Okay, you got me there. What?
No. It's a legal term.
You're not supposed to what? Punish the guy?
Like, you are not supposed to. Let's say, for example, if a judge sentences somebody to catch 1 million bees, otherwise mm-hmm. he's going to go to jail. Mm-hmm. There's a cruel and unusual punishment. There mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah.
That's the legal term I remember. Listening to that guy is one form of that. It's mm-hmm. cruel and unusual punishment. That's not allowed.
It's a punishment not commensurate.
Come on,
to...
man. He couldn't be that bad.
Let me challenge you.
I tried checking out some videos.
Finish a fucking song. I'm telling you, it's not going to be nice.
You don't have to scream at me, Jess.
Hold on.
I'm screaming.
Yes, you're screaming.
What did he do before he got into this stupid video shit?
Was he
in the movies?
No, he was on TV.
TV doing what?
I don't know.
Noontime shows?
Roles.
Huh?
Soap
operas and
something
all that?
Like that, yeah.
Can we violate copyright and play a song?
No.
No, we can?
Like, yeah.
It's not
even worth it, dude.
It's not worth it. I'm not going to risk it.
They're going to mute our talk show because...
Because of Carlos Agassi? Come on.
Music in it.
God, Jesus.
I'd rather be muted because
I'd rather play April Boy's song.
I mean, I'm like, I'm one of those people...
Which we did at some point.
I wanna be distracted. I'm gonna go to Facebook and start scrolling, and then suddenly some asshole or bitch decided to piss off the rest of the world by putting in a freaking video from
Carlos Agassi.
Carlos Agassi, and then just like, what did they do?
Wait a minute, can he even? I don't.
Why?
I can't remember him singing or even rapping back in his day.
You want to listen to him?
No. Okay. I think he showed me in the...
Scary stuff, dude. I'm telling you, man.
I mean...
No, what I mean is...
I get screamed at. If I want to annoy my daughter, who's 13 years old and it's the weird music and weird dance moves, I play it and I get screamed and I get slapped. That's how bad it is. But the thing is, who the fuck is encouraging that guy? That guy should be in prison right now.
It wasn't, it's not, here's the thing. It's not the early 2000s or early mid 90s where if we do that, people actually stop doing it.
What do you mean?
Because we tell them to stop because
okay.
It's stupid right now. No. They're the cool guys. We're the old ones.
Really?
Yeah, man. That's the sad reality.
Carlos Agassi? Has fans?
Seguro.
Real?
All those years back in the
day?
That's
fucking hilarious, but I think that's the reality.
I'm sure he didn't get them because of he was...
Same thing goes with
I'm pretty sure why...
You can't please everyone, so like you think it's a cool thing.
I'm pretty sure he didn't get it while he was singing or rapping. It was because of his teen idol status back then.
Probably because he takes off his shirt and half the population are gay.
Here's something worse than that. He's got abs and everything. Everybody's saying he smells, dude.
Ethan Hawke smells. I'd watch any movie from Ethan Hawke.
I know, but this guy's got Baduy music. He smells, and he's got abs. Thinking it's going to balance things out, but it doesn't.
So he has like B.O.?
Because we're too cool to be...
So it's like really bad B.O.?
Why are we even talking about the?
I don't know. He came up with
somehow slid into this.
I know.
Fuck. Dude.
But hey, listen up.
Seriously,
okay, so
dude.
Let's put it this way. I mean, Dayang sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's cool because it's 20 years later.
No, even so during the time that Dayang came out, I'd still be able to.
It was a bit catchy, and it was
listen to Dayang for 2 minutes, and it would be stay in my head for the rest of the night.
Stuck in your head, yeah.
Right?
You can't even say it was stupid, right?
You can't. It's just a catchy tune that
Carlos Agassi's song is.
I know it doesn't make sense. he does not make sense. I'm telling you, there's no rhyme, no reason, and no sense. I'm telling you. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So he should be going out with Jada Pinkett instead of Will Smith. Is that what you're saying?
Why Jada Pinkett?
She's cray-cray.
Settle the score. Like, save Will Smith from the fucking disaster.
He's the song version of Warrior Queen and Cleopatra, the latest that came out.
Ah, that was
doesn't
bad.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that was bad.
Okay, so... Okay.
Even that Warrior Queen King... No, what was that? The one,
the
Viola Davis?
Warrior Queen.
Huh?
That Viola Davis movie?
Yeah.
Is that an artist?
No, it's a movie. Viola Davis.
That's the lead actress of the movie,
Warrior. No, I know Viola Davis. I know I'm not going to watch any movie she's starring in.
Why? She was good in.
Fuck good.
As a supporting actress, yes.
I want to watch something pleasing to the eyes.
No. The thing that got a lot of people miffed about Warrior Queen was that all throughout history, you will never see that in real life.
Yeah.
That a woman would defend the tribe and actually supersede a king.
Aside from that, they were putting, you know, they were changing history by making it look like that they were against slavery, when in fact they're the number one
supplier of slaves.
I mean, why would
to
you?
To Europe, to the Caribbean, because of the sugar.
I still want to prefer movies where my eyes get pleased.
I guess... That's the whole woke thing about, especially now with where Disney's concerned, where they're really literally changing everything.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen Kennedy. I love Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy, Star Wars.
Yeah, she destroyed it.
She fucked up the rest of
the She screwed up Star Wars.
She was trying to adapt.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep up with the time.
That's why.
I mean, I'd say if I was Kathleen Kennedy, I'd retire.
I think they fired her.
Big one.
No, they fired her.
Yeah.
Disney fired her. Bob Iger took over.
Okay, all right, but he's still not doing a good job.
Yeah, well.
Hey, your thoughts on the new Marvels?
I never did like Marvel, sorry.
Yeah, but the new Marvels. You guys haven't seen it?
I've seen trailers.
You're the one who watched the movie. What do you think?
See, you didn't even like it. You can't say nothing.
It was okay. But
it's good entertainment.
It didn't get me blown away. I didn't even get worried that I lost
the last
of it because
Marvel
I had to buy popcorn. That chick, what's her face?
Brie Larson.
Nice tits.
No, not nice tits.
I was trying to be nice.
Nice body, not good actress, good acting.
But.
Doesn't look nice on screen, just good acting. I still can't understand why she became Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
To tell you honestly, man.
I don't think they should.
Marvel doesn't need to be a good actress to be Marvel. What the hell is that?
Anyway, the last...
Somebody
I think the only...
watching Room for some reason... Because
and I know I'd probably be biased with this.
Oscar out of that?
I'd probably be biased, but the only Marvel movies that I thoroughly enjoyed was the one that was either directed or written by either James Gunn or...
Which one is that?
And Happy. Tika Waititi.
Huh?
Tika Waititi.
Oh, so you mean the Thor series?
The Thor series. Not everything, but Love and Thunder. Well, Ragnarok and Love and Thunder would be the top. You know,
what's the one with Raccoon?
What do you mean? What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with Raccoon.
Guardians of the Galaxy has always been good.
Yeah, so I know. I enjoy
when
that.
When you pick on a Marvel movie, you take out Guardians of the Galaxy because they did it right.
They did it right.
All the sequels, everything about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I cried the last one.
Yeah.
That's okay. The last one is so fucking good. That was the last good MCU movie that ever came out, actually.
Yep.
I mean, if you
everything
don't like the
like,
lead actor, I mean, the story was good. The CGI
everything
cast
was good.
Yeah, everything was good in that
Guardians
movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy, it's beyond
critical review. I'm even not ashamed to say that I cried in that movie.
Because?
The Last Guardians?
Raccoon?
No.
Which one?
That last scene. Dog days are over?
No, but, you know, the story about Raccoon. I mean...
Oh, yeah, it was his story. Yeah. But it was okay, fine. I mean, you know, it's part of the story. But the scene that really got to me was that last one when they were doing the whole dog days are over thing. Oh, it was thoroughly unexpected.
Well, dog days are over is all over the movie, man. It was like the whole movie.
Yeah, but that's the scene that really got
Plus,
to me.
Plus, they got a cool soundtrack. So aside from that.
Guardians always had a cool soundtrack.
Always
had a cool,
soundtrack. Yeah, I know. So
even Thor, Ragnarok, and Love and Thunder had really nice soundtracks. Yeah. All the rest, forget about it. Avengers? Oh, Jesus Christ, don't even get me started.
MCU should stop while they're ahead. They should quit because
so it's kind of like
running out of fuel. They're running on fumes right now.
It's kind of like what happened to Star Wars. So they did the middle part, which is the whole Star Wars thing, 4, 5, 6.
The moment Disney took
classic,
over.
And then George Lucas decided to do the first prequel, 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. When Disney took over for 7, 8, 9, they just totally destroyed it, right? Everybody knew that. A story, everything they added.
I give George Lucas the pass when he did the prequel.
Yeah.
It should have stopped there.
It should have.
When he finished the three. Should have stopped there.
Or he should not have sold.
And then freaking sell it to Disney with a disclaimer and then just, you know.
Hands off.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that, what's his face? Happy.
Happy's pretty good.
Yeah. Because he was
a
fan.
Happy is like TV series happy.
Yeah.
Qualification.
Everybody's wondering who the heck is Happy.
Fucking Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
There you go.
Yeah. The obsessed guy from the Friends episode.
Yeah.
So
he did right with the whole series on TV.
Jon Favreau was doing really good with the TV series thing.
He did the whole Boba Fett thing
as part of the Star Wars,
the Mandalorian.
Universe. Because
Dave Filoni did really good job.
Fuck the Star Wars universe. There's no universe. It's just the it's just the movies and then the TV series. Separate the thing. Do not intertwine the whole thing. Because
yeah, but I don't know what is it.
If you do that, Jon Favreau is like doing super with the TV series.
I just don't get it why moviegoers, especially fans of franchises like Star Wars or Marvel, they're so invested in this whole universe thing.
I don't get it. Screw that, man.
Now, what I'm saying, but most audiences, most fans of, let's say, like most fans of Star Wars, they have this term that they call canon.
Alphabet syndrome.
No, no, it's not even that. It's they have this whole term that they call canon. Like, if this story is part of the whole canon for Star Wars, meaning it's canon in the biblical sense, it's part of its written history.
So you throw in Fast and the Furious there.
It's canon.
What was his face?
Vin Diesel?
No, Justin Lin.
Justin Lin.
No, the guy who created Diesel, man. Justin Lin. That's the guy that created that thing.
The first Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Justin
after
Lin
that,
can explain it better.
And then after
he
that...
He tries... Dude, give credit to the guy. He tries. It just didn't work.
No. I mean, he did his best.
His last name is Lin?
No.
No.
It's... It didn't work unless you're obsessed with Fast and the Furious, which why would you be obsessed with Fast and the Furious to start?
What was the last Fast and Furious that was nice? Tokyo Drift. That was his last.
Fast and the Furious 1. That's it.
No, he did 2.
Everything else is garbage.
He did 2.
Man. What?
He did Fast and Furious 2.
No, he did a lot.
1, 2, 3 actually is okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After Tokyo Drift, it was a lot.
Is this the first one?
Though I would enjoy the, you know, if you're talking about enjoyment, one would be the
one.
Almost,
that's it.
Oh, yeah, one was. Yeah.
Same with Transformers. It's just the first one.
The first one.
I don't know where they got the idea of coming up with a franchise and then decided to come up with a whole bunch of sequels. Because, like, Transformers is just Transformers 1 with Sam Witwicky.
Yeah.
See, I even remember the fucking character's name.
And then they had to kill him off because...
Sam Witwicky and an actress named...
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
That's it.
Those two things, period.
Before the rumor
I don't
came
care
out
what
then.
Her name was in the movie. She was...
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Megan Fox.
Sam Witwicky.
No.
I can't remember the actor's name, but his character's name is Sam Witwicky.
The guy who got crazy.
Robots and all that. Same with Fast and the Furious. Paul Walker was alive. Paul Walker was younger.
And then he died.
I can't remember his name. I just remember it's Paul Walker because he died in a car crash. And then Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dom Toretto.
That's it.
And then all
some
these
Japanese
came out.
Made cars racing with a fucking Ferrari, which is a fucking joke because in real life,
that would never happen.
Ferrari would eat you alive, dude, if you're like a cheap ass Japanese car.
No matter how much
you
drive.
You soup up that fucking car.
No, even Ferrari still, even if you souped up the car, and no matter how bad the driver is in the Ferrari.
They're claiming.
I don't know much about cars, but my question is this: you know, Ferrari's fast. Does it handle as well?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, it handles really terrible, but the engine will eat you alive. It's like, okay. Fuck how we handle our cars. Screw
nowhere up. In this world
handle
would
the freaking steering wheel. Don't crash it. You win the race.
No, nowhere in the world would a four-cylinder souped-up engine could ever compete with a 12-pot Ferrari. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. Nowhere in the world.
I'll take
but in the movies.
It's possible.
In the movies. Yeah, exactly. And they made a franchise out of it up to like freaking
10.
10 now. 11?
That's why. 10. That's when I considered it funny. Three.
That's
onwards,
why there's Netflix. That's a good excuse to actually watch all of it.
Three because onwards, I considered it funny already.
It was. It's too much. It became. They even became a meme.
Yeah.
Remember?
It is a meme. Just like Once Upon a Time in China.
No.
There were,
you
Once
know
Upon a Time
so
in China
about
became
all
a
these
meme.
Part 10 Fast and the Furious thing in Pinoy TV soap opera.
It's one season.
7:30.
Which one?
PM.
Provinciano.
Yeah. They also have that chip.
Yeah,
Provinciano.
Yeah. They also have that chip.
They didn't stop.
Because they're thinking, okay.
You thought that the
Hollywood movies can do this. Let's do this in the local level and then fool all the.
And then they kind of figured out, like, we've had, 300 episodes for one season. I think we should stop.
For some
which
years.
They did. And then again, they had to come up with Batang Quiapo.
Oh, jeez.
Now you have to delete all your comments now, not ours this time, right?
Yeah.
Why?
You just said Batang Quiapo.
Why?
Everybody loves Batang Quiapo, man.
I don't love Batang Quiapo.
They will cancel you.
I don't care.
If you upload this episode, they
I don't
will
care.
Cancel you, man.
At least I didn't say that I was going to bone this or
wait,
with threesome.
Since we started talking about Filipino TV series, what the heck's wrong with Cacniel?
Depends on who you believe.
They broke up, but you know what's funny?
We want to hear from you because...
Why?
Because you're the one who knows the most.
I don't know the most.
Among the three of us?
All I know is they broke up.
Why?
Because of one girl.
Why?
Because of one girl.
Andrea Brillantes, right?
Blythe.
What?
It's Blythe.
Blythe who?
That's her name, Blythe.
Ah, oh, Jesus who? Christ.
It's Blythe.
What? Blythe?
Blythe.
Blythe.
That's her name?
Well, that's what the call everything calls
that's
her.
That's her nickname.
Really?
Why? Why would you want to leave somebody as hot as Katrina?
Have you seen Blythe?
No, she's not hot. No, she's not pretty.
Compared to the other one?
Oh, naturally, Andrea's pretty, man.
Dude, have you seen her?
She's a dumbass.
I don't care.
No, dumbass has nothing to do with beauty. Dude, I'm telling you.
Have you seen her?
Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine has got a lot of procedures done over the years.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. You check out, Google her.
No. Not
I don't
as
like
radical.
These people, but I've followed how they evolved into...
Her nose was already like that when
into
she started.
Human beings that they are now, because I've known people, younger people over the years.
So what if she had work done? Everybody has work done on them these days.
Catherine has got more things work done compared to Andrea. That's what I'm saying.
Well, all I'm saying is Andrea still has a long way to go.
I mean,
that's probably one of the reasons why the guy decided to.
No,
you know.
The guy decided to, you know, because the guy's name is Padilla.
Let me put it this way.
No, okay.
Give it a choice. if I was going out with Andrea, if, okay, she's the type that if ever she opens her mouth, I would grab
She's annoying.
I would grab my shoe and then just tell her to...
Shut up.
Shut up.
Not with that face.
No, I mean,
how pretty is she in person? Have you talked to anybody who's seen her in person? Because she's actually, not my type. To start off. That's why I'm pretty objective.
I know someone who's seen her in one of the... But she was still little at that time. This was during the whole Annalisa
thing. I just remember somebody saying she's the Kendall Jenner of the Philippines. Does that fit?
Yeah. Okay. I'd probably say.
All right.
Probably because of her lips.
Not really. But the way she does things with people she's going out with and all that.
Yeah, just tell her to sit down in one corner and shut up, please. And every time she opens her mouth, she'd really just...
Why are we wasting time over her? Is she
We're talking about Batang Kiabo. You know,
She's
not there, but yeah. She's one of the in people when it comes to local showbiz. Man, everybody's going crazy and everybody's posting about them on social media. It was like... And it's
like cryptic. I said, you don't have to scream. Why are you so adamant about this whole thing?
It's high pitched. It's Lucchini's juice.
The way she looks, she's not my type, so I'm not gonna waste time over her.
No, it's kind of like
causes a breakup between two people I don't like. So okay.
Yeah, but the fans.
But their names are pretty big. That people actually cause the incident to go trending on social media.
Yeah.
So that when you open your account, it's there. And then
and I don't understand how these fans argue with this fan
like,
clubs.
You know, sometimes you see
it's like your daughter's friend.
Why the hell are these feeds in my page?
I don't know why.
I'm not into that stuff, but they're so
Sometimes when you're taking a crap, you just read whatever's there.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I look at the feed that's coming up and I see the two girls, I was like, why? Why would you want to replace this with this? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Because the other girl endorses like an eyeglass corporate
both of them
outlet,
do.
Like Ideal
thing. Both of them do.
Executive?
No, Ideal Vision.
Yeah. EO is
there. EO and Ideal.
Ideal
Vision is Catherine Bernardo. Screw him. I don't see his poster there.
No,
she's there and she looks nice there.
Okay.
And
EO is
Sarah. Outlet.
Okay.
Sarah G.
What? Who? What?
EO.
Andrea is EO.
No.
Sarah
Geronimo.
No, I'm not talking about Sarah.
No, what I'm saying is because he said EO.
Catherine Bernardo is there for Ideal Vision.
Yeah.
And Andrea, she's not endorsing anything I need in my life. And she's not my type, the way she looks, the way her body is shaped.
Looks, sounds.
The way she even talks in some of the short videos that I've seen.
The way
she's a fucking waste of my time. So, sorry. No offense, I know Andrea listens to this podcast. She downloads every single episode that we have. I'm sorry.
Andrea sounds like a minion.
What?
She does.
I know. It's Tagalog.
You listen to her and she sounds like a... Whenever I listen
so
to her...
So you actually listen to the way she sounds?
No, I can hear her.
Because I didn't... Literally, when I said I didn't give a shit about her, didn't... I have no idea who she is, what she does, how good she is in show business, whatever.
Yeah, but you watched that video.
What video?
Of hers.
What, a scandal?
Yeah. I sent that
on
to you.
On mute at 2 seconds? Not even worth it.
It wasn't two, it was 10. It.
That's
I watched it for 2 seconds and then deleted it.
That's how insignificant she is.
She's not my type, dude. Oh, well, I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
So even if there was a scandal, let's say that it was her.
It was her.
No, I don't like her. She's too annoying.
Even if it was her, or let's say for example it was her. I'm not that impressed to actually remember it.
Too annoying, man.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Is she a good actress?
How would I know? I don't watch her movies.
You have no idea. How the fuck are we gonna find out if she's any good in the Philippines then?
Watch the video and imagine her doing this.
So you mean that Japanese Canadian girl then?
Worse.
Maria Ozawa.
Worse.
Who's worse?
Andrea.
Okay.
No. She didn't say Yamate.
I didn't say Yamate.
Did she say Yamate?
No, I don't care if she... That's all. Even if you try to put it in.
So she didn't get any awards or anything?
No.
No, I think she did.
What?
For her role in one of the first projects that she did when she was really, really, really young.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was a second grade honor student in grade 2. What the hell does it matter?
She wasn't even born yet.
No, she was good in that series.
What series?
It was a remake of Annalisa or some shit like that. How should I know?
If I was into acting, I'd probably get more awards than...
Is she going to be able to balance herself on a skateboard, on a surfboard? No.
Interesting.
And Catherine does? She
surfs.
She does?
Yeah.
So let's put it this way. She's not that pretty.
Who?
Andrea.
No, she's not.
If she's Andrea Torres, then we're...
That's a different story.
But her? Seriously, man? I mean...
I think the only thing going for her is just that she's really desai.
Huh? Ooh, what?
The only thing that's going for her is just really desai. And then she has this...
2023, you're actually telling us that? Like, it matters? Like, you're...
No, what I'm saying is that's probably what the appeal people find at her.
She's
find
not anymore,
her.
Man.
She's
it?
Got big tits, period.
She does?
No, I don't think so.
Really? Bigger than Catherine.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell?
Yeah.
I don't like both of them. Do better, man.
I didn't see her in a bikini yet. And from that video that we saw, she was like...
Their tits? Give all of those to that girl from that Japanese movie. What's her face?
Maria Ozawa?
No. Which one? No, Japanese movie.
Oh.
Barreto.
Julia.
Julia.
Yeah, okay.
Give it to Julia. Because I like Julia. Because Julia's got
Jesus
this happened. Thing.
Julia can talk. Julia. See, Julia.
Julia. Is Andrea anywhere near Julia? That's the thing.
No. Acting-wise? No.
If Andrea's boobs goes to Julia...
No, I wouldn't want to. Happen? I wouldn't
Julia
want
Julia can be who she is right now. Hold a can of sardines.
Without any enhancements or anything, she can drink with us, right?
Yes. Yeah. I
rest my case.
So yeah. Every time...
I rest my case.
Let's put it this way. If Julia says, Jesse, I probably orgasm on the spot.
There you go. Like, right, Booby, Jesse... Can I hang out with you while you guys record an episode? And we go, sure. Andrea goes, can
Kuya
I do that
please?
To
shut the fuck up.
Go?
Shut the fuck up.
I was like, fuck you. Get away from us. Like, screw you, man. Like, you know, get out of the planet, bitch. Right?
If you want to talk to us, tell your... Yeah. That you're chihuahua.
And then Julia goes, what about me? And I go, so long as you're game with us asking you about your dad
before the sentence is over,
everybody else,
yes.
And like your horny aunts and everybody, and she's gonna go, yeah, fine with me, I can talk about my horny aunts, dude.
It's fair game.
Julia's like, no, fair game.
Julia would be like, I can talk about my boobs, and we would say, we don't care.
Yeah, and she's going to go, let's talk about it anyways.
Oh,
and we
good.
Go, fuck it.
I'm okay
let's
with
go
that.
Right ahead and do it.
She has a...
Andrea Brilliantis would be like, I'll show my boobs. I'll shut the fuck
you.
Up.
Get out. Get out of the planet, bitch.
Shut up.
Show us your boobs and we're going to puke all over the place. Bitch. Fucking get out.
Just flash us right and now. Shut up.
Get out of the planet, bitch. We don't like you. We don't want you here.
Why did you have to?
And then
to?
Julia downloads what? This episode
you never,
and then she...
You never have to bring it up.
What did we bring up?
I can't bring it up anymore. I'll
you want us to bring up Ivana Alawi?
No.
Well,
why? What's wrong with her?
Nothing's wrong with her. That's the point.
She's so bad at acting in that TV series.
She should
stay with bikinis, pictures.
Yeah. No, she should have not... Transcended from her YouTube channel.
Tell her not to open her mouth and then just fucking go viral on YouTube.
Let's put it this way: if Andre Boliantes would tell her to shut up, we would do the same thing to Ivana, but I'd be holding her hands.
I'd be a lot nicer telling her. Do the prank thing on YouTube, like, hey guys, we're gonna prank my mom. She can do that.
Yeah.
Not acting on a freaking, what's that? Batang Kiapo with the guy with the lisp. Fuck, dude, that's a fucking disgrace.
I don't know, we can make concessions, but
she's not drinking with us, dude. She'd be too dumb to be hanging out with us.
Oh, come on. I'd be pulling out my wallet and trying to bribe you.
Fuck you, dude. No, you can't be getting a pass at letting fucking Ivana Halawi hanging out with us because she was here. She's from here. No.
But she's going to be at a point of let's say, for example, we're going to talk.
She's a butt of all jokes. No,
we're going to talk about it. I'm going to show you it's going to be something that I can negotiate, but not Andrea, right?
Andrea's out of the question. She should get out of the planet. Ivana, she cannot be in my house.
There's always my house.
She can be at the parking spot, and then we can call her like, Ivana, you okay in the car?
Andrea,
do you know how to even turn on the aircon in the car?
No.
nothing against her intellect or anything. Ivana is a bad actress. She could be good, viral. Same way as we have this thing against bloggers. If you're in the media and in broadcast and all that, and bloggers won't understand, but we do because we're fucking 3 decades old with the thing, and we've actually given blood, sweat, and tears over it. Ivana, in the acting field, she would be like a newbie and like fucking earn your keep, man. Before you demand to be part of, like, in the room. Like, she can't be in the room with Miley Cyrus, man. If Miley is with us right now doing this episode, Ivana cannot be with us.
Remember how we used to say that vloggers make some of the worst journalists?
Because they're not journalists start off anyways.
Yeah, we all say that. Here's a really good example of that. Remember that head of the MMDA in Manila?
Mm-hmm.
The retired Colonel Bong
Nebriga.
He got suspended because of... he was quoted as saying that... Because you know how they're apprehending everyone that uses the bus lane?
Yeah.
You know, aside from buses. Like, everybody is not supposed to use a bus lane except for emergency vehicles and, you know, as such.
By the way, a little segue. Fines have now been increased.
Increased.
And we're going to go to Manila using the bus lane. And
you get it's 5,000.
5,000?
If you run away 20, and they 000. Catch you, it's 20 grand.
Okay.
They catch me.
I mean,
how far can you go?
You can be given a show cause or order if they got your license plates. Anyway, okay, moving on.
So, they apprehended this convoy, apparently, that the driver was heard saying that, oh, this is Senator's Revilla's.
Asshole Revilla, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what the. When Colonel Bong asked his enforcer, anong nangyari doon, ba't mo pinaalis? Kasi sir, ano, kay Senator Revilla daw. And then...
So you really can't use the bus lane in EDSA, pare?
You cannot. That's the thing. Because he's at an emergency vehicle.
Yep.
Remember.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have your hazard lights on, that's not saying that you're
a Revilla, pare.
Yeah. So anyway... the thing that miffed our dear senator was that it was in the news. It was heard on the radio that, oh, may nahuli pero pinaalis kasi convoy daw ni Senator Revilla. Senator Revilla got so pissed.
He does not want to be in the news, Chong. Let's put it that way.
He got so pissed because he had to call Colonel Bong to explain. So the good colonel goes like, oh, I never said that in an interview. I was never interviewed, and I did not say your name.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, I was talking to my enforcer, and there was this reporter that was beside us. He probably heard what was said, and then he just reported without...
Let me guess. The reporter was a vlogger.
I would rather, I'd say...
The reporter was Karen Davila.
I'm kidding. But that ties up with what me and Ryan have always been saying, that most of the new reporters now don't even adhere to, even my sister would agree, they don't adhere to journalistic practices. Like, even if you hear something like that, you would tend to, journalistically, you would want to confirm.
Verify.
Mm-hmm. So you ask the colonel or the enforcer that totoo ba na si ano. And then you ask them, can I quote you on that? Mm-hmm. If you say, you can't quote me, then they cannot use it.
They cannot use it. Yeah.
So
there are rules.
Yeah. So naturally, you know, they got summoned to the Senate because our dear senator, in all his infinite glory, got so pissed. Like, sira-sira ng pangalan ko.
Of course, if you won the elections because you danced to a Budots tune. I mean...
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
it would have been... I mean, he said sorry. He said, like, it's my mistake.
That's so
he could have thrown his enforcer under the bus because, like, I did not... I was not the one who apprehended...
The guy was in the military, and the guy has integrity not to...
Yeah, so he goes, like, he's under me. I'm his supervisor. The buck stops with me.
Correct.
So that's why I'm here. But I'm telling you, I did not get interviewed and said your name.
Mm-hmm.
Inexplain ko lang ho sa inyo na baka ito yung nangyari kasi nag-uusap kami ng enforcer ko, this and that. Baka narinig niya ako. Tapos ginamit niya sa report niya. Hindi ako tinanong kung totoo ba o hindi.
Because this revealer guy's got balls made out of wool, too soft.
Literal eggs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's what I'm saying. Like every other blogger, they just... And they're in the news right now because a lot of people, a lot of people in Manila right now, especially the business owners, are a little miffed because a lot of these so-called...
Did you know that the effect of feeling entitled because you're a blogger cascaded all the Cagayan?
It's a thing.
A few of these morons and they feel like, hey... you guys are in radio. I'm a blogger. And like,
we're not in the same category.
Hi. I was like, fuck you.
Sorry.
Stay in your corner. Get away from me.
No, but what I'm saying is, recently in Manila, there's sort of this, you know, we got a lot of businesses coming up, eateries, restaurants. And you see
this
a lot.
Should come up with a talk show like this and then tell
you
us.
You see this a lot, right?
Fuck you, TNT. Stay away from me, right?
Yeah. So,
and then that'll be more fun.
So you see this a lot, especially on Instagram Reels or on TikTok or on Facebook Shorts or YouTube Shorts or even on YouTube for that matter or YouTube video or Facebook videos. So, you know, they go to a place, they eat, they say something about it, they post it on their Instagram, they post it on their Facebook.
If you're into
of pictures,
food review and
if you're into food reviews or even, you know, even for like their OOTDs.
OOTDs at a restaurant? Really?
Yeah. But so there was this one business that goes like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't do X deals because we're still starting. We're a small business. We can't afford to spend
money. You're a blogger, you pay.
No, I mean, they could spring for the coffee. It's no problem. We could accommodate.
The place that's just starting out gave free coffee?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're too nice.
Least they can do, right?
If I own the business
but
in Manila,
apparently
how is
that,
starting out?
Apparently that influencer, quote unquote, waited until they got a bad review and then, you know, like, oh, I'm here to help you with your bad review, like this and like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, di buti nga sa inyo na hindi kayo sisikat kasi hindi naman masarap yung pagkain nyo.
No, that's
see? That's what I'm saying.
It's always good if, let's say for example, if you're a local vlogger in Cagayan de Oro City and you wanna boost the city. I mean, go to that place, pay
help
up.
Out. Help out.
Pay like everyone else.
You know, and you know, probably give
the way we did it, trying to survive back in the day. Otherwise, nah.
Tell the owner what the bad impression is and then just advertise the place.
We have this show. We're not getting freebies. We're just picking on fake cheese and fucking dough that sucks. So if you say that's the best pizza, fuck you. That's not true.
And just in case you want to talk to us about good recommendations in the city, just hit up our
we're not gonna give you fake nose and fucking
we're gonna tell you where to go
tasting cheese.
We'll tell you honestly,
we're gonna tell you where to go.
No bias
probably it's probably
no bias because they didn't pay us
with bad signage and directional signs, but
we'll tell you where it is to help you out.
As honest as we can be.
Find it faster.
If it's bad cheese, fake cheese and bad dough, we'll tell you about it. That's what we're saying.
No, but what I'm saying is these influencers should really do their homework when it comes to However they do their jobs.
We can't really tell influencers how to do their stuff because we're the older bunch.
Yeah, but
we're not into that. It's just that we happen to be in the same, well, in a business really close to what they're doing now. So we're lucky. It's not like we're into a totally different thing and then we're telling them what to do. We're in fucking radio back in the day where we're fucking superstars. We're fucking rock stars. So if we tell you how to do things right because you're a fucking blogger in 2023, a fucking rock star in radio in 1995 has something worth listening to and worth checking out.
You do realize that 1995 was nearly 30 years ago.
But we need
I don't care, man, but we're fucking rock stars during the mid-90s.
Anyway.
When the internet started.
Yeah.
We started finding out internet was revolutionizing, minus the cameras.
In 96.
In 96.
We need to go to Kogun, by the way.
To eat tumbak?
Not today.
I know, but I'm scared. I pass by that every time I come here.
Kogun, why? 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 What's going on?
There's a lot of
Kogun?
Things the happening Kumba? In there. No, not just tumbak.
Street?
Dude, tumbak was so...
Street food?
Street food thing.
See,
I don't trust the new administration taking care of that shit, so I'm not...
Not gonna... everything. I mean, there's hey, a couple of good
I got two more years, and then he's going to get kicked out, and then somebody's going to take care of it and handle it a little bit better. Then I'll go eat the food there.
See?
Not right
my
now.
My problem there is I can't park anywhere.
See? 2 years. Let's wait it out, man.
The best thing I could think of.
Why? You got good food there?
Apparently.
Apparently, a lot of people are recommending a couple of places.
Nice. Okay.
Remember where...
Somebody recommends, somebody vouches for something, we go check it out.
Remember where...
And it's hot. It's not like, you know, you step on a wrap and then a couple of seconds later you have your meal. No, it's hot. It's cooked in front of you, so you can see it and, you know, it's served steam. All right.
Remember where Steve's used to be?
Let's fucking do it tomorrow, man.
Yeah, we can.
Bring a fucking recording device that's recording.
Why, Bob? You got work?
No.
What the fuck? Tomorrow Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, there's no work on Monday. What's your problem?
Exactly. You're not going anywhere.
Who cares? You're not working.
No, but...
What?
Monday to Friday.
It's a logistical nightmare.
Logistical nightmare. I got a car. You got a car. Ryan's got a car. What logistics are you talking about?
Where do we park? We can't park in Kogun.
I'm used to walking. Let's park like four, five blocks away.
200 meters is not going to kill you, boo.
Five blocks away, let's fucking walk.
But it's so much.
Let's take our time. Let's fucking walk.
Oh, my God. It's the...
Hey, here's the best part.
It's tomorrow
Sunday.
You know.
Let's go there at 4:30.
No, they're closed.
They open up at 6.
Yeah, by the time we start walking...
By the time Booby starts walking,
there,
we're probably...
They're probably fired up the fucking stove and heated things up. And the skillet is hot enough to be loading some fucking mushrooms to, you know...
Yeah, so Booby drops by my place, doesn't want to use his car, he's going to use my car, he's going to be driving in smaller vehicle than what you have.
No,
so
you
it's
know
easy
what?
To park. What?
Bring your daughter. Ask her to drive. I'm not driving in that shit.
Let's bring everybody.
Let's bring a driver. I'm not going to refer to her.
And then let's have some beer.
My driver.
Let's have some beer.
There's no beer there.
What?
No beer there.
What the fuck is that place we're going to?
Let's go to some place where there's beer.
Hold on. Hold on. The Kogun place doesn't have beer?
Yeah.
When you order like fried freaking mushroom in a real skillet that you pay for, you can't order beer?
There's no beer.
What
there's
the
not even a table there.
Because there's a can right there.
Because you voted for the wrong mayor? Is
no,
that it?
That's the whole street food vibe. There's no tables. There's no...
No beer because of the whole street food
because
vibe?
Because of the mayor.
I think it's a fucking mayor
a
mistake thing, man.
You can't serve beer in the middle of a street.
Your mayor sucks, boo.
Screw you, man. They closed down the street. I can drink my beer. Because they closed down the street. There's no cars passing by.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is my beer has to do
it's
with...
Still some usok.
Huh?
It's so mausok.
It's so mausok.
Mausok, and like, I cannot drink the beer because it's so mausok. What the fuck is that?
The bar is not there. I have to.
I think you voted the wrong mayor. That's the problem, man.
I have to make lakad bar. It's like 100
meters. Yeah, because it's so mausok.
Ew.
I want to drink beer, but it's so mausok. And I cannot breathe. And
I'm sorry. You know, this guy's a really fancy last name. So
I'm looking at the time. It's like, dude, what the fuck? It's almost 2 hours, man.
No, trust me. It's not even.
Screw you.
I've been recording.
I'm not drunk enough for you to be deleting a whole lot of stuff tonight, man.
You know when I started recording, when we were still talking smack?
What?
Everyone
Jesus
else.
Christ.
What did we talk about when you started recording?
Screwing somebody else's wife.
Screwing someone else's wife.
Oh, that's not good. Did we screw somebody else's wife? No, we
no!
didn't.
On record,
we did
no.
Not. For the record.
For the record, no.
Nah, we did not.
So before more of the Lakeev's juice gets into our bloodstream, let's...
No, what I'm saying is...
What?
It's just a logistical nightmare. There's too many people going around. There's
so
no,
what do you want to do?
There's because no semblance of order in that
tomorrow
place.
But when you see your shrink, go talk about agoraphobia.
Do they have my favorite humba?
It's
not there. No.
We
it's
can't
inside.
Talk, dog. It's just a small, just short drive away.
No, the Humba thing is a karinderia in the middle of near
is
Nazareth.
It inside,
after you have
is CC. It inside the market?
No.
Or in the,
they're not there anymore. Huh? She died, remember?
I know, but the Humba didn't die. Come on, man.
No, but it's not the same.
What do you mean it's not the same?
Remember the last time we had her? We had the Humba, not her. Christ.
I know. It was good.
No, it wasn't good.
Really? You should drink more then.
that Humba thing does not taste good if you're not drunk.
Yeah. It's a matter of drinking more and then
getting...
No,
what
Humba
I'm saying is I'm much more curious.
So the kid that took over Sock big time.
She didn't get the right...
Taking over
yeah,
the
yeah,
business?
Yeah, she didn't get the right...
What
dipla.
The fuck, man?
Put too much
what Baileys. The fucking bunch of idiots. Missing out on instead of cashing in on freaking good business.
See, that's what I'm afraid
strategy.
Of.
Really?
What? Yeah, no. Yeah. That will do.
What? Is there a codata that you're looking
no,
at
no,
on
no,
your
no.
phone?
My brothers.
Your mom?
My brothers.
You have brothers? Seriously?
In who?
What, here? You have brothers? Like what? One in the States and one here, and all of a sudden, both of them are telling you to what fucking eat humba? What?
No, never mind. Anyway. Say goodnight.
Brother, seriously?
All right, here's something for you to think about for the next week.
What? What is it? Okay. All
right. I want you to think about this because we'll have something to talk about.
You want
for
me
next
to
week.
Think about something so I can talk about it next?
Next week.
Next
episode.
Next time you open the mic.
Yes.
Not next week.
Okay. Childhood cartoon crushes.
No, I already got one.
Jessica.
I know you would say
aside
that.
Aside from Jessica Rabbit?
I knew you would say
oh,
that.
Oh, jeez.
I only have Jessica Rabbit.
Oh,
fucking Snow White is boring, man. Everybody is going to say Snow White.
That's for the next episode.
I forgot her name. Anyway, let's...
That's for the next episode.
Okay, cool.
Right now,
your
say
name?
Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Chitara.
Say goodnight.
Huh?
Say goodnight.
Ah, yeah, okay. Goodnight.
Jesus Christ.
Bye.
This is TNT.